Hi, I'm Butch Anderson, and I'm going to give you the reason I left the state of Washington. They have laws that are called the Critical Land Ordinance. This is a law that states anyone with 5 acres or more, 2/3 of your land cannot be farmed, logged, or built on. The reason for the law was to give a green belt for the King County, Seattle. King County said they had to buy the land, they would go broke. The city of Seattle has the bulk of the voting people in King County. They voted this law in. One thing they didn't change was that people that had the 5 acres still had to pay 100% tax on a land they could not use. LID is another thing that will catch you off guard. LID stands for Land Improvement Development. This is imposed on you for the betterment of the community. They can put a sidewalk in front of your place and charge you so much a foot for it. They will put a water line in front. Again, you get charged so much a foot. Sounds familiar? If you want to be hooked up to their water, you will have to pay a monthly bill plus a hookup charge. In the 70s, all water was supposed to be registered to King County. This was told for civil defense purposes at a fee of $5. Now, to get a permit to put a well in, you have to put a meter on the wellhead. Questions: do they care how much water you use, or do they plan to charge you for your own water? A bill in King County was voted and passed that ensures property taxes could not go up more than 1% per year. I paid $3,600 for 1 year. The next year was $4,200. What they do is assess a higher value on your place. When you appeal, they say, we can only look at 2% of the properties. Pay up or we'll foreclose on you. That's the answer you usually get. You have to have a solid fuel permit to build a fire in a wood stove or a fireplace. Any skiff or powerboat must have a licensed operator running it. Don't let Alaska become like the state of Washington or a borough become like King County.